Hey, this is Diva Q, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
Let me tell you a little story about how I was raised.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline studio. And on the line with us, we have one of the top personalities in barbecue. You've seen her on the Today Show, Travel Channel, Chopped, Grill Masters on the Food Network, and of course on American Grilled and Barbecue Pit Masters. She is also the author of the best-selling book, Diva Q's Barbecue, 195 Recipes for Cooking with Family and Friends. One and only Diva Q, Danielle Bennett. Danielle, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
This is the time of year, you know, when people get out there and grill. And I don't know that it is, because I think coast to coast, people love getting out. They love barbecuing. They love kind of making stuff, whether it's the backyard or wherever it is, or some kind of family function, or maybe tailgating for a sporting event for those people who still have teams that are successfully playing games or any of those things. But are you surprised, as somebody who's been in the game, doing it at the highest level on the competition side and certainly on the media TV ambassador side for the discipline of barbecue, are you surprised at just how, I mean, it never stops. It's getting more and more popular all the time.
You know, I remember that I could always count on January, February, March, April being my like down months, right? And I remember I could kind of coast through it a bit, do a lot more writing. And it is just constantly exploding now on all fronts. And, you know, I literally, my phone has not, and my email box is always full of people, whether they're producers or general public, asking questions about barbecue, wanting me to appear on segments. I've never seen anything like this. And of course, you know, I barbecue 365, 24/7. And for me, it's just awesome. It really is. It's truly amazing.
Well, I got to tell you, Danielle, you're part of the problem, you know, and we're going to get into the book. Well, you put out books that people love. You put out recipes that inspire people to get in there and make some great stuff. You're absolutely everywhere on social media, always showing off, you know, the next great thing that you've made and inspiring other people to go ahead and do it. But I got to tell you, too, is part of it is with Traeger. I think, you know, there's a lot of mystery and certainly a lot of difficulty in being successful in the barbecue world. It isn't that easy. But with Traeger, and I've seen the I don't want to say it's like a commercial, because it's really almost like a whole show where you get in there, you take people with you, introduce them to the product, the technique, pellet smoking and all that. You really kind of educate people.
You know, it is three words: consistent, repeatable results. You know, I've owned 65 barbecues. So I have experienced all gamuts, all segments of the barbecue industry, and can run just about every grill out there. And one of the things that I keep coming back to is consistency and repeatable results. And it takes a lot of the guesswork out of it. It takes a lot of the fear factor from, you know, lighting gas barbecues. It takes a lot of the fear factor and maintenance from charcoal. And that consistent, repeatable results always comes back with great wood-fired flavor. And I think that's a big part of it. You know, we're taking away the hardships that make an awesome meal happen every day.
You know, you really are. And you're making it one of those things that everybody can get in there. They can make some of those difficult recipes that people don't even attempt, right? You know, and it's one of those things that it makes it as easy as possible. And the versatility is there too, right? You're cooking all sorts of things.
Yeah, you know, for me, I think one of the things I always try to showcase on my social media sites is I specifically don't just do the big meats. You know, I've got lots and lots of barbecue awards and meats and things like that. But what I try to show people is exactly what you just said in the versatility. You know, I'll bake something like a puff pastry, a beautiful Danish. The very next day, maybe I'm braising off a beautiful stew. I have done everything from, you know, scotch eggs wrapped in sausage to something light and delicate like a pavlova, and every dessert in between. And one of the things is that I try to think and try to tell people it's not a smoker. It's a wood-fired grill that does all of those things, from braising, roasting, baking, barbecuing, grilling, and smoking. And I think that is the key. And I know I sound like a commercial, but if you look at my social media and our entire amazing Traeger Pro team that runs the gamut from outdoors people to great guys over in California that just love to barbecue, to people right here in Florida, to, you know, the Northeast. We have this whole gamut of Traeger pros that are beloved in their industry that are doing everything on their grills, and I mean everything, and I think that's really awesome.
When they sat down with you, obviously you look at the pedigree and the resume and all the places that you've been and a trusted voice in the barbecue community. I mean, so you're a natural fit for it. But did you guys, when you did create, you know, really what is kind of changing the industry, and I think changing people's lives as far as the kind of ways that they're able to enjoy meats, barbecue, their backyard, and all that stuff, did you guys sit down and say, well, here's things we need to definitely convey, or here's, because there's a lot of it that you know, I mean, you probably forgot more than a lot of people will know, that maybe would be essential for those people just being introduced to it?
Well, I think one of the things, the key messages is that they really want it. Not, it's not just a grill. It's a whole lifestyle. I Traeger every day. It's not just a grill to me. It's a part of my natural outdoor kitchen. It's a part of my natural outdoor life. You know, I get up in the morning. I do realize I barbecue more than most people. But the thing is, it's a natural extension of everything that we do in our homes every single day. You know, your outdoor appliances, your outdoor kitchen appliances should be purchased with the same care and thought out with the same care as, say, your oven or your fridge or your laundry supplies. And I think that the whole thing is that it's not just a grill. It's a lifestyle, and we all embrace it.
When it comes to sports, and of course, we're mourning the end of the Chicago Bears football season. The listeners know we're talking with Diva Q herself, Danielle Bennett. And off the air, she had shared that she's a big Buffalo Bills fan. So we know, we had all said that at least for the last 10 years for the Chicago Bears, and I think for a long time for the Bills, the best part of Football Sunday is probably the tailgate. Right now, you can't guarantee.
Absolutely. And especially if you cheer for my team, The tailgate becomes everything every single time they play. So unfortunately, I'm married to a Patriots fan, which makes my life hell some days.
Oh my gosh. You've got to hear, and they never lose. I don't know that that's fair. Now, in defense of your husband, is he at least from the eastern half of the United States? Because when we've got fans of the Patriots here, and some of them are ladies that just, they find Tom Brady appealing for sure. You know, we get that. And certainly there's a lot of great players, but sometimes it's a little too easy just to pick that team that always wins.
No, my husband's from Rhode Island originally, so he is, everything Boston. In our house, we have the most equally divided sports room ever. For every Toronto or Buffalo picture, there's a Boston one. We are very much a divided household. Our friends think it's hilarious when they come over, and we'll be arguing the entire time. And of course, my team always loses. My teams always lose. I am not giving up on them, though. I'm an eternal optimist. And coming back to tailgating, at least we eat really well every single time.
Is there something, because people, hey, maybe the schedule has changed as far as what teams that you're going to be watching, depending on the games, but people still want to, either do their home gating or tailgating or doing whatever they want to do on Sunday and enjoy some of that food. Is there like a go-to thing that Diva Q does on game day?
A lot of times there's two things that I love very consistently for tailgating. The first would be the bacon-wrapped cream cheese stuffed jalapenos, also known as atomic buffalo turds. They're one of the most popular things that I've ever served at any tailgate. And, of course, that is so easy. Recipe is in my cookbook. The other thing I love to have on hand, and I just posted one, actually, is a thinly sliced, previously cooked tri-tip. So one of the great things is that a tri-tip is only a 2 to 3 pound bottom beef sirloin roast. You can actually smoke it the day before. The day of the game, you can go in a lot of directions with it. You could slice it thin for sandwiches. I did a big French dip, and you could do nachos with it. Also, of course, the standby is always to have pulled pork ready on the go, because you could reheat it in a crock pot really easily the next day after you've smoked it. So pulled pork, tri-tip, and atomic buffalo turds for tailgating, you can't miss with those.
Oh, that sounds crazy. Well, the tri-tip is one of those things that's kind of getting a little more, where people are getting introduced to it, learning how and ways to use it, so that's great that it's in the book. You mentioned Scotch eggs a little bit. They've kind of made a resurgence, too. Those are getting super, super popular. The book is Diva Q's Barbecue, 195 Recipes for Cooking with Family and Friends. And that's, I think, another part of the problem. As you look at how busy you are and you don't have a lot of time during the winter to kind of rest and relax, part of it is because you're creating so many opportunities for people to get in there and do stuff. So let's talk about the book, the inspiration. Was it just to kind of document some of your adventures, or was it to kind of get out there and just share some cool stuff that's going on the grill side?
Well, the cool thing is the book has actually been out for 2 years now. It's still selling extremely well. And one of the great things is that they're real recipes for real people, and they're all kind of like my favorites over the years. So there's a smoked cold pimento cheese. There's an apple cheese galette in there. There is the tri-tip. There is the, you know, how to make the best bombastic, amazing burgers ever. And then there's the big meats, like the briskets and the pulled pork. So it's literally a cross-representation of so many things that I love, even right down to cheesy monkey bread. And I mean everything in between. So it is real food for real people. I don't like pretentious food. I only like to serve stuff that people go, oh my gosh, I need more. And one of the things is the recipes just came out of that. It was years of people over at my house. I love to entertain. I have people at my house just about every single week for dinner. They're also my guinea pigs. So if they don't have that kind of reaction, I'm like, okay, it's an okay recipe, but, you know, it's not a great recipe. And so that's how the book came about. You know, I travel even more now internationally. I'm about ready to go off to New Zealand and Australia next month, back to Norway later on this year, over back again to Copenhagen and Germany. And then, of course, through probably 25 or 26 more states this year. And I'm constantly creating recipes because I think we all need real food for real people.
You know what? I wanted to ask you a little bit that. On the road, you know, we cover family road trips, you know, transformative travel, all of that stuff. Had an opportunity to judge at the Jack this last October. And what's really cool about it is you see kind of that international presence and footprint that barbecue has, you know, and kind of the traditional American barbecue. We can go back to caveman days and there's always some kind of barbecue angle. But yeah, the kind of stuff that you do and that we do and that everybody's been doing for years. As you travel, talk a little bit about that. How, you know, I think the world is just, they're so excited about everything that's going on. They probably love having you out there.
Oh my gosh. It is so rewarding when you go to, say, for example, Germany or Norway, where they didn't have a lot of traditional American style barbecue, and you connect some dots. And then you have this, you know, amazing grill that's so easy to run, and they're getting these beautiful products out of them. And they embrace all American barbecue like gangbusters. They want to know about pulled pork. They want to know about brisket. They want to know the difference between a St. Louis cut rib and a baby back rib. And they're actually changing now their butchery in order to accommodate the American style cuts. You know, I remember two years ago, I was in Israel teaching barbecue, and I actually was in the butcher stand teaching the butcher to cut out a brisket for me properly so that it would be more like with the point and the flat, not just the flat. I have been in other countries where, like, say, for example, Sweden, we had to go and teach them how to cut a pork butt that was, you know, an 8 to 9 pound pork butt that was more consistent in shape. And so I'm in there in the abattoir or the butchery, and I'm teaching them actually how to cut it actually to more American specs. And now I have these guys that have taken the classes like for a couple of years ago and saying, oh my gosh, it's so much easier to get cuts now. And it's just exploding over there, even more so here.
Wow, it's so crazy. You think about that, and there's trends and things that people like or are popular, but you know, we've always said, and you could talk a little bit about it, is there's something special about barbecue, the community, how it comes together. I think in the DNA of the human being, there's something special about barbecue, brings people together for celebrations and all sorts of different things. And when you can go internationally and they kind of get that, and they want to get it, it's almost like, you know, you could say whatever, it's cultures or politics, whatever, we have a ton of differences, but barbecue can bring people together.
I could not agree with you more. Barbecue truly does bring food and people together. I've said it before publicly, I'll say it again here. Barbecue doesn't just feed your body. Barbecue feeds your soul as well, because somebody put their love and their effort. A lot of times our barbecue, our traditional American barbecue, takes a long time. And so one of the things is that during the cooking process, you have family time, you have friend time. It gathers people together, and it brings us together over great wood-fired cooking. And to be a part of that and to have seen it, you know, I'm going into my 13th year now. And so I'm not new at this. I've seen such a great growth, and there's a lot of people that have came before me as well. And to be a part of that growth internationally is such a spectacular opportunity with Traeger. And the opportunities that I've had to connect those dots, to see that enthusiasm, and once again, bring people together over food. Doesn't matter your politics, doesn't matter your color, doesn't matter your race. Sit down, let me feed you.
I think it's very, very cool. Certainly one of the top personalities in barbecue, Daniel Bennett, Diva Q, leading the way in a bunch of different things, not only helping America get better and make some better food and have some great times in the backyard with Traeger, but also all around the world, as kind of an ambassador for the world of barbecue. It's very cool to see. So, Danielle, for those people who want to keep up with your adventures, and it's not easy because you're always moving, on social media, all that, how can they go?
you know, really easy. I've kept the same handle for everything just so people can find me. The biggest channel I have is my Instagram where I post daily. It's DivaQBBQ. Really easy. That's the same for all my channels, whether it's my fan page or on Twitter. You can always find me online.
We'll have all the links up at WGNradio.com, and continued success. Travel safe, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.